Chronic Lyme disease is a common term used in the world of chronic illness. If you've been diagnosed with it or know someone who has, you know that it comes with a long list of possible symptoms. And treatment protocols, take your pick. There are thousands, right? But what if healing from this quote-unquote disease wasn't so complicated as it's made out to be? What if healing Lyme disease was really no different than healing IBS or a rash? And if you know me, I like to keep things simple. In today's episode, I will explain to you the approach that I use to heal myself of Lyme disease and how you can too, just using your mind. Are you ready to stop the overwhelm and frustration of trying to heal and instead simplify your healing? I'm your host, Jenny Peterson, a chronic illness coach who helps those with chronic symptoms identify and release the unconscious patterns that are blocking their healing. That's right, I take out all the fluff, the supplements, the diets, the detoxes, and teach you how to heal just using your mind. I never said that it's easy, but it can be simple. If you're serious about getting back your life and health, it's time to put focus on the one area that will help you get there, your own mind. Just a disclaimer, I am not a doctor. I am a coach that has training in GHK, GNM. I have worked with hundreds of clients successfully using this biological approach to healing. Take the information that I am sharing as you will and to your doctor if necessary. Back in 2016, I was experiencing a large list of symptoms that were unexplainable to the medical field. According to them, I was normal and had no reasons to be searching for any more answers according to my lab test and should consider getting an anxiety medication for all this stuff I was making up in my head. Somewhere along the way, when I was venting about all my symptoms to a family friend, it was recommended that I get tested for Lyme disease. I thought, well, that's a test that I haven't had yet. I'll try that. So I went to my doctor to request it, and with a crooked eye and a smirk on their face, they complied to my request. And what do you know? Nothing. No Lyme disease. In a way, I am thankful that it didn't come back that I did have it because the medical world does a fine job of destroying all microbes to kill this so-called bad guy. And because of the state that I was in, I may have gone down that route just because I was so miserable and desperate. But after getting discouraged, I went to my trusty friend, Google. Come to find out, I didn't get the right Lyme test. I needed a Lyme test that the medical doesn't do, that is much better, and is only typically done by naturopathic doctors. So I found me one of those doctors. After what it felt like several pints of my blood were taken, they had all that they needed to do the test. After waiting impatiently for several weeks, I got my answer. I still remember the phone call in the exact place I was when I got the news. Jenny, you have Lyme disease, and we need you in our office in the next week to get your treatment plan together. My heart sank, and I said, okay, thanks, and quickly hung up. My mind was like a detective, trying to remember if I ever had a bite with a circle around it that would have caused this. I knew for sure that I didn't, but because I was so desperate for a diagnosis, I didn't question it. I also found out later, from Google, that you don't need to have been bitten by a tick to get Lyme. It could have come from a mosquito or even passed on from my parents. Ah, yes, that made so much sense. From there, I was on a mission to kill all that bacteria that was showing up in my body. I went every 2 weeks to a treatment center 2 hours away from me to detox the bad guys and also was given a strict regimen of supplements to take and foods to avoid. I did this for 4 months, and with every treatment, I got worse. Just as soon as I would feel better, I would go back to the treatment center to come back feeling sick again for the next week. They said this was normal to feel like poo after treatment, but honestly, I just couldn't do it anymore. I wasn't convinced this was the answer, and I stopped. I was determined to find a different answer, and turns out the universe was on my side. Not sure why I had to spend $15,000 to get it, but whatever. After buying a $15,000 biofeedback machine that I thought would be the answer to my prayers, I was led to North Carolina. I managed to get myself on a plane so I could get more training on this machine. It was at this training conference that I was introduced to GNM, also known as GHK. I immediately knew that this was the answer I was looking for. I quickly found out that GNM's view on what I call Lyme disease was completely different from how the holistic world saw it. So how exactly does GNM and GHK view Lyme disease? Well, exactly how it views everything else, based on symptoms. There is not a location in your brain for quote-unquote Lyme disease, but there is a location for your symptoms that are present within a body system. You can talk to several people that have been labeled with Lyme, and you will find out that they have a list of many different symptoms. That should be a clue right there that there is something wrong with this so-called bacteria that causes so many different symptoms. Now, looking at the brain scan of an individual with quote-unquote Lyme and the symptoms they present, you will see the exact area of the brain responsible for the conflict they have resolved. A highly trained eye can see one's entire medical story from a brain scan. And when the imprint or target ring is fresh with clear and sharp lines, the biological conflict is new and active. Upon resolution of the conflict, the target ring configuration begins to break up. The once clearly defined rings will now appear to be what resembles the spokes of a bicycle wheel in appearance. As the healing phase unfolds on the organ level, it also unfolds on the brain level. The ring formation becomes less and less defined. So what relevance does this have to the syndrome that is now labeled as Lyme? Now, on a brain scan of a person with Lyme, you will find many rings at different stages for each and every symptom that a person has. Lyme is essentially a plethora of biological conflicts weaving in and out of conflict activity and conflict resolution. The bullseye rash, which does not occur in all cases, is considered sufficient to establish a diagnosis of Lyme disease even when blood tests are negative. Now, this target ring or bullseye rash is simply the body reacting to the bite itself, a response to a foreign irritant. Harmless, really. It's the further down the road assignment of the cause that is the misinterpretation to come. The only further reaction a person may experience is the so-called initial immune response, the flu-like symptoms, the fever, the headache, to a foreign irritant that has been introduced into our system through a tick bite. I'll repeat, this is a normal response to a foreign entity that is not native to our system. This is the classic immune reaction. This is a natural and harmless occurrence and will pass in several days to a few weeks. If, though, down the road, should symptoms of Lyme present from either our unique biological conflict history or the Lyme diagnosis itself or treatment protocol, they will be conflict-related and have absolutely no correlation. Zip, zilch, nada, to this earlier foreign exposure and immune response. Now, I know it's confusing as I'm asking you to look at something through a different lens, but I encourage you to keep an open mind here for the sake of your healing. Bacteria, as I've discussed before, is part of the healing phase. This is stated in the fourth biological of GNM. It really is irrelevant within the scope of treatment. What is the most important is the symptoms. As long as someone is in a healing phase or stuck in a hanging healing, that bacteria will be present. So the focus doesn't need to be on the bacteria. It needs to be in resolving the conflicts connected to the symptoms. The main point I want to express is that Lyme is truly not a standalone entity unto itself, but rather a mosaic of biological conflicts, mostly in resolution, that have been misinterpreted as a single infectious process. So let's take a look at common list of symptoms that a person with Lyme may have and their conflicts. Joint and muscle pain, which is a self-devaluation conflict. Brain fog, it's a powerless frontal fear conflict. A skin rash, a separation conflict. Bell's palsy, a humiliation conflict. Heavy limbs, a motor conflict. Insomnia, a conflict that is active. Palpitations, an overwhelm conflict. A general sense of feeling unwell, multiple healing phases, balance issues and vertigo. A hearing conflict, and on. All of these symptoms are connected to a biological conflict. This is the core essence of Dr. Hammer's discovery that all disease, minus trauma and poisoning, will only initiate if the individual has experienced a biological conflict. It's very easy to go downhill after getting a Lyme diagnosis. Fear and terror sets in. And eventually a person starts to have even more conflicts due to the mindset that happens after diagnosis. It's like we're in a trance or brainwashed from this grim prognosis. As long as we remain in that mindset, our recovery is hindered. Fear and panic activate the sympathetic nervous system and put us into a conflict state where healing cannot take place. It is for this reason that it is vital to understand the role that alarm plays and biological programs such as these. When our survival is threatened by a diagnosis of Lyme, one will all too frequently go down a slippery slope. So what do you do if you've been diagnosed with chronic Lyme? Well, I will tell you what I did, and you can make your decision from there. Once I understood what Lyme really was from a GHK perspective, I let go of the label number one. I let go of telling myself that I had Lyme disease. I no longer told myself or others that I had this label. I instead had multiple biological conflicts that I needed to resolve. I didn't need to explain anything to anyone. I knew what my focus was. And from there, I broke down each of my symptoms, which was a list of about 20. Palpitations, cystitis, IBS, dizziness, anxiety, just to name a few. Those symptoms all had a biological conflict connected to them. Biological conflicts are subconscious patterns that are usually not easily seen to the conscious eye. I worked on releasing those patterns that were wreaking havoc on my nervous system, keeping me stuck and not allowing me to move forward with my healing. Once I released them, I trusted my body through the healing phase. And once through the healing phase, I came out on the other side, a transformed person. I was no longer the old me. I understood how I got to that place of having multiple conflicts and had the tools to prevent that from happening again. As you can hear, I didn't take any supplements or treatments that killed any so-called bad guys. I only focused on my mind and got these results. Did I ever go back to get a test to be sure that the Lyme was gone? No, I did not. My symptoms tell me how I feel, not some lab results. I don't need to go looking for a lab result to tell me I'm okay. Now, another question you may have on your mind is, do I have to get a brain scan done to identify what my conflicts are? And that is also a no. A GHK practitioner like myself is able to dissect all the pieces. Once I get to know your symptoms, your thinking patterns, and specific subconscious patterns, we get to work. To heal from chronic Lyme or any chronic symptoms, one needs to be willing to embrace something new and authentic, to see a new perspective. With knowledge, understanding, mindfulness, and ownership, healing from Lyme is possible. Here's the thing. You've been deceived. This Lyme label and protocol for treatment is doing more harm than good. It's exploded into something that it's not. The labs really don't tell us a thing about what is really happening. Your symptoms do. Your brain and body are connected. You can't have a physical symptom without it starting in the brain first. If that's where it starts, that is where the focus needs to be. Again, the medical and even the holistic world have made this more complicated than it needs to be. Let's keep things simple. Chronic Lyme is a label that stands for someone that has many, many conflicts. That's it. Resolve those conflicts and you will have your health and life back. And if you're ready to let go of the Lyme label, and instead focus on resolving the biological conflicts that are connected to your symptoms, I invite you to apply to work with myself and my team in the MBR program. I will include the application in the show notes. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review. And if you want to get notified when more episodes get released, please hit the subscribe button. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.